This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. At the State Department, there is growing anger within the ranks about plans to force foreign service officers to work in Iraq. The department says too few workers are offering to go to Baghdad, which is a hardship posting, and something has to be done about it. In a few moments, we'll hear from a former senior American diplomat about the realities of serving in Iraq. First, we have a report on the personnel crisis that has some State Department staffers very angry. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
More than 200 Foreign Service officers got an email or a call this week saying they are prime candidates to serve in Iraq. If the State Department doesn't find 48 volunteers by mid-November, it will have to force some of them to face a choice: serve in Iraq or quit. The word in the corridors is that Condoleezza Rice should expect some resignations. Stephen Kashket of the State Department's professional union says the department is in uncharted territory.
People have a lot of questions because this is something that is completely new to our generation of Foreign Service officer.
The last time the State Department had to direct assignments was during the Vietnam War. So far, Foreign Service officers have volunteered for Iraq, either out of a sense of duty or for the added pay and career benefits. But with a tour that lasts just a year and only about 11,500 active duty State Department personnel, it is getting harder to fill an increasing number of jobs in Iraq.
We are definitely stretched because the Foreign Service is staffing 260 other embassies and consulates all over the world, most of which are also hardship posts. Many of those are also unaccompanied danger posts as well.
Kashket says U.S. diplomats are stepping up to the challenges. The State Department says 15 people have volunteered for jobs in Iraq this week, so there might not be any need to force anyone into a war zone. But even the threat of such action caused an uproar in a town hall meeting yesterday. Jack Crotty, who says he's nearing the end of a 36-year career, argued that an embassy anywhere else in the world would have been shut down, given the dangers.
You know, incoming is coming in every day. Rockets are hitting the green zone. So if you force assign people, that is really shifting the terms of what we're all about. It's one thing if someone believes in what's going on over there and volunteers, but it's another thing to send someone over there on a forced assignment. And I'm sorry, but basically that's a potential death sentence, and you know it.
The State Department's Director General, Harry Thomas, tried to end the meeting after Crotty's remarks, but was called back to the podium by John Nayland, the president of the Foreign Service Association, who complained that staffers first learned of the possible call-up from the news media. Thomas was defensive.
Don't you or anybody else tell me the people in HR do not care about Foreign Service officers. I find that insulting.
Thomas also took issue with a poll that Nayland mentioned showing that only 12% of Foreign Service officers believe Secretary Rice is fighting for them.
That's their right. They're wrong.
Well, sometimes if it's 88 to 12, maybe the 88% are correct.
88% of this country believed in slavery at one time. Were they correct? So don't come here at that. Okay.
Thomas, who is African-American, was booed for that comment. Another speaker, Rachel Schneller, told Thomas that she had no regrets about her service in Iraq. She called it one of the most fulfilling experiences in her life. It was her return to the State Department that angered her.
I came back with a battle scar. I came back and was diagnosed almost immediately with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I've been receiving treatment for that. But I have to say that absolutely none of the treatment I received for it came from the State Department.
She said the State Department has a moral imperative to deal with mental health issues. State Department staffers also raised concerns about the lack of training for jobs in Iraq, while others questioned why so many diplomats are needed. Spokesman Tom Casey said today the secretary took her cues from the U.S. ambassador, who said he needed more well-qualified diplomats out there.
It is the most important foreign policy priority for us, and we certainly want to do everything we can to make sure that that gets carried out.
Secretary Rice is sending out a cable to staffers around the world today to explain why a diplomatic call-up might be needed and to encourage people to serve in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.